it called a pear tree?
I don't recall it if I did, unless there was two different kinds around your neck.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you wear around the neck.
Watches? Or a wrist brand. You know, a lot of folks just wear a band. I don't know what they wear them for, but they do.
What about the fancy jewelry?
Bracelets or something like that?
The last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover is called a
spread.
What did women used to make to put on the bed?
Sheets.
What else?
Quilts.
Did you wash that quilt?
Yeah. Way back on it. They done quit that stuff now. It's most all of them.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on it.
Pillow.
Where did you put the pillow?
Slips. Pillow slips.
And can you put anything about twice as long as the pillow? The one at the head of the bed about twice as long as the pillow?
Oh, that's, Don't that beat the world? I've seen a many of them. I don't know what to call them now, I forgot. Yeah, bolster.
How far across did they go?
All the way. Nearly all the way across.
Uh-huh. And we had a lot of company. We didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children to sleep on, you could make it.
Pallet on the floor. We pallet the menu.
How did you make it out?
Well, if you got an extra mattress, you throw it down, put it on there, and if you didn't have it, you just put just a couple of quilts down there and let them get on. I know one time at association, and my mother and daddy, when we lived out that road still, when I was a boy, there was about 20 of us slept in the cotton house. We had a lot of cotton in the cotton house, and had so many people there at the association that they couldn't, the house was already full. And we just took some quilts out there and spread them on the cotton and piled down with the bed.
What's this association?
That's where a lot of churches get together. Like, you say you take 30 or 40 churches in the community, or over the country, you know, and all come together and stay for 2 or 3 days at association that way.
Was there a revival?
That's right. But we church all the time. Day in, church in daytime, church at night.
What?
And business handed to it done.
Did your family pretty active?
Oh, yes, all of them on both sides of my mother's and my daddy both. All of them.
All Baptists?
All Baptists. Are you a Baptist?
Methodist.
Are you a Methodist? Well, I think so.
On that land, if you raised a lot of cotton, you say you
could
have had a good...
I'd say I had a good season. And I made a good crop.
Okay. You said you expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is good.
Rich.
What's another word for rich?
Fertilized. It's fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land are?
Oh my goodness, so many of them. We got the sandy land, the loam sandy land, the mixed land, and the clay land. We got a lot of different kind of land and types here in this country. Loam soil is a land that's easy plowed and it's easy cultivated, you know. But the clay is rough.
What's that real sticky
part? That's the clay.
Isn't it gumbo?
Gumbo is right. Plenty of gumbo.
Can you make anything
like that? Yeah, you take this gumbo soil that we got here in this country, that's good stuff. Sure does. It's just hard to get in shape. It used to be awful bad when you had your teams and had to plow it, you know, but you take these big tractors and the equipment they got now, well, they don't pay attention to that gumbo.